Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people.
There comes a time when we all must come together. All colors, all races. This is the Trillion Dollar Float Night. You can get in contact with me, BestSeedAbrahamYoursite.com. You go to my post office box 28-9097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628, or go to my website, BestSeedAbrahamYoursite.com. Go down and touch my PayPal if you would like to give a donation or you'd like to be involved. And I want to give you the number, 515-605-9890. And you can call that number, post office box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, the Trillion Dollar Flow. The Trillion Dollar Flow dealing with the finance, the money. And we have to understand that slavery is not free. We made cotton king in Mississippi. We went to Virginia, made tobacco king. Went down to New Orleans and Louisiana, made sugarcane king. Come back to Illinois, made corn king. And went over to Michigan, made apple king. So this country owed the Native America. This country owed the ancestor, the African that built this country and landscaped Washington, D.C. So we are in need of reparation. We in need of coming back to God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him does not perish, but have everlasting life. Get ready for a miracle breakthrough. Get ready for this year, 2021-22, will be an eye-opener for you in your business, whatever you're going through, the Trillion Flow.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X. Martin Luther King, DeSarva. I've got the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Ben. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion.
This is the $1 trillion flow. Now, let me say it again. The $1 trillion flow tonight. And we're going back to our ancestors. Black folk made America rich. Your ancestor, my ancestors. We made Mississippi rich with cotton. We made Louisiana rich with sugar cane. Virginia rich with tobacco. And as we go up to Ohio, new cars, Detroit apples, Illinois corn. We could go on and on that we have built this country with our hands. We have built this country with our hands, our ancestors. And it's time for payback. And I want to say to you, the $1 trillion flow is mean that you need to start your business now. Well, I ain't got no money. You don't need no money for an idea. God will bless you with an idea. God, I'm praying for you, Sister Kim in Detroit. I'm praying so for you, Sister Ruby. I'm praying for Ruby Justice and her daughter. There's no sovereign left to heaven cannot heal. Mary Hawkins, happy birthday to you, Mary. And we are praying for you. And Pearl, give me a call. Sometimes you sleep too much and you miss what God got to give you. This is the $1 trillion flow night. This is the night where you talk about 2022 and going in my new business. Well, Bishop, I don't have no money. I didn't say I have no money. I said go in your business. God will always make a way for you. It's a young lady down in Jackson, Mississippi. She was living in one house. She took that stove and started cooking cookies. And her daughter was going to Jackson State. And she went out and got sales. Do you know she moved in a new house? She went to school, got her GED. And she's selling cookies all over Mississippi. But she had an idea. And she stuck to the idea. And tonight you have to stick to your plan. What you got. I'm praying for, and I was talking about these spells that's going on. And sometimes you have to break the curse off of your children. They don't even know the curse on them. I was telling a young lady earlier, and she said her daughter was under a demonic curse by this boy. And I told her some things to do, and it broke. And when it broke, the boy left. But the boys intend to kill her because he had that killing spirit. We're praying for the family on Wheeling where the young lady was murdered and the little baby was murdered. They got the boy that did it. But it's evil. It's a loss of evil in them, the shooting, the killing. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. We have to go back. Like I was listening to Brother Bob Hinton, and he was talking about some of the knowledge we got in had been stolen from us, and it seemed like that we can't go to the next level. It was a picture that Donnell Washington made. It said, and it's touch. Everything he touched was evil. It sung a song, time is on your side. It sung a song. I get the name of the picture, but some of that is happening now. You're in the presence of witches and warlocks. You're in the presence of people that will do you physical harm because they are demonic spirits. I'm praying for the people down in Houston. When it calls, it's a bishop. What's happening? It was a loss of demonic spirit was called up. And some people don't understand that. And this is widespread all over America, especially in the southern states and even in the northern states, where they're doing high-end witchcraft. And they breaking into homes, they shooting, because they enter a demonic type of spell. Let me say it again. They in a demonic type of spell. That in Houston should have never happened. But because it wasn't security there, because somebody the ball. But it was set up to draw many souls. It was set up to draw many people. And it did that. People didn't know why they was there, what was going on with them. They just did something. And that's what happened most of the time. People just do something and don't know what is happening.
long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movies and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
change gonna come. It's been a long time. Our ancestors fought. Our ancestors worked the cotton fields and the sugarcane field. But we're still looking for reparation. Give us what you owe us. Tonight, this is the $1 trillion flow. Let me say it again. The $1 trillion flow. It takes $1 trillion to give the money that our ancestors paid. Do you know how much money that this country saved by working slaves free in Georgia, in Mississippi, in Tennessee, in Texas, in Alabama, Georgia, Illinois? We need reparation. They spent $6 trillion over in Afghanistan, but they have not paid black folks. You say, oh, we don't need it. Yes, we do. Every race, the Jews got money, the Italians got money, the Native Americans got money. Everybody got reparation but the black man. Our ancestors didn't get it. You wonder why so much going on. It's because they want us to work slave labor and don't want to pay. And something is happening. People say, no, I ain't going to work. We're not going to work without you pay us. Here's McDonald's, the executive, getting millions of dollars. And they don't even want to give the people $5 an hour. They don't want to give the people $10 an hour. The executive making millions of dollars, airplane fare, big insurance. But what the people are saying all over, if we don't work, don't nobody work. Ain't no need of going working at a store just like Caterpillar. They're making trillions of dollars all over the world. They want to pay the workers $5 an hour or $20 an hour. And the executive making trillions of dollars all over the world. It's a stop. And I want to give a shout out to the black farmers down in Mississippi and Alabama, down in Arkansas and Tennessee. They're suffering. The government got to give the black farmers some money where they can buy some bulldozers, they can buy some equipment, and we have to be able to support the black farmers. That's all we got is black farmers down in Arkansas, Mississippi. And they just said that the head of the
the Black Farm Association. They can't get no support. It's been money waiting. White farmers got their money, but the black farmers ain't got their money. So we have to support the black farmers. We have to support it so we can be able to be on the same scale that we own. And that's very important. And just a shout out to Prince. Thank you.
satisfaction. And please hear us. Hear us when we cry. And smile out on your helpless children. Oh, and laughter. And father.
He's got the whole. Egyptian beginning or the Kamite beginning.
in so many words, to cut through all of the different aspects of ideology. In so many words, they understood that they used to be another primordial entity that somehow was thrust into a new reality of physical existence, and that primordial entity woke up one day and found itself to be human and having a human experience in a new situation that is totally different than the prior situation of the divine, and to put it in so many words, prior situation of being God, of omnipotent beings. That's a hell of a information and a blueprint to start off with that would make you superior. In a sense that you know that you were these advanced beings. That one day was shifted into a new paradigm of human existence. That's what the Kamite Egyptians knew. That they were shifted into a new paradigm of human existence. And number two, they had to live out this human existence of several eons, only to come to the final solution of the final metamorphosis or manifestation. Back into the original aspect, but not necessarily the same. It's the concept of a caterpillar going into a cocoon and becoming a butterfly. The caterpillar was the original larva of creation. The human is the cocoon stage of something that is not finished. I don't care how much human civilization we go. It is always in the process of becoming the butterfly, which is a metamorphosized capital of God, cocoon stage human. Butterfly represents the finished product. In Egypt, you always saw this scarab. See if I got the rain. The scarab. This scarab, which represents dormant. Will one day grow into the winged beetle, Khafre. Khafre, which is the finished product. But as long as you have these two principles in ancient Kemet, it means that humanity is never going to be the final stage. We can never go back to kindergarten, no matter how advanced we thought it was. We have to become something new. This is fundamental and central to all world theology and all world religion. Christianity, we call it the Christ. That is a metamorphosis. In ancient Egypt, the central royal art what you would call the highest mystery. It goes beyond worshiping the God. The highest mystery was what these gods were composed of. What were the energy? What is this energy, this substance, these compounds, these elixirs that later day mythology calls the God? What is this voice? And that's where the royal art of ancient Egypt, which is the highest form of any spiritual science on the planet, is that of alchemy, which is the study of the breakdown of the particles in the universe and the particles in man. As above, so below.
If we look at the earth is always traveling. We are not people. We're in fact, we are, in fact, 82 miles. And I got the point made that we were in fact. And we are breathing air, which is the breath of life, and living and growing through us, the water, the earth, the sun, which are things that are part of us, which is alive without a creator, and energy are trapped within a vibratory point. Which is
right.
But we are the universe.
That's right.
And the ancient Egyptians understood that principle and began to lay out, study, and then reflected it
in the world.
And I want you to go ahead and talk about that. I just want to throw that in. Because I want to start.
Okay.
Okay. But I want you to bring that down.
Okay.
But we cannot.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say, oh man and God, as God is all potential, He manifests through man. He is all potential, but man is the perfecting agent of the energy of God. God and the great God is something called nothingness. But it is from the nothingness that you get the absolute. I want to hit you up against the head with a rock. I damn sure can't get it if the rock is a mountain. That means I got to break a smaller piece off to be effective. We is a smaller piece. So in so many words, we are the perfect agent. Because we can synthesize that which is man and cannot know itself only through breaking itself down. The Egyptian temples were astronomical temples, but they were also physiological temples in the aspect that they were built by humans. Clearly, you've got this in R.E. Swallow and Lewis, Temple and Man. The same breakdown of the human body is the same building structure of ancient Egyptian temples. Going from the lowest level when you first walk into the door to the Sanctum Sanctorium when you finish, where it's only the highest go in that particular area, which represents highest form of consciousness. So every aspect of the freak that was a part of that building complex, let's take the Temple of Karnak, which is 80,000 students at one time. Those 80,000 students at one time, on a microcosm level, would be 80,000 cells in the body, all striving to learn and to be unified in a force field, which would be completed as the high, which would be all consciousness. So everything works in the universe, works the same way in the everyday life. Meanwhile, in order for the high priest to function as an advanced body of effective brother and sage ship, there has to be a vast amount of learning. Man, know thyself. This is amazing because about 10 years ago, I didn't know what temple it was, and I think it might be a temple of Coronet. I know it's written on the colony. Colony is, that's what you see when you go to France, you see the Shah Philly, you see, it's like a big door. And he stood in front of all of the temples. When you walk the solid, he didn't go down the hall of state into the temple of the colony. On one of the colonies, I believe, the temple of Carnage, you might not even stand in that. But you might be. Man, know that stuff. Don't hold me on that. No, but I think it was found on the colony. Well, the different compartments. Now let's take the temple of Karnak. They got the column of the temple of Karnak. One is called a Hyperdale Hall, different column. We know that on the earth level, that's why they have them. They are not necessarily the one who is this high, one who is this high. They won't be in the same proportion to each other. And you'll be able to understand that because he was saying these people you got the worst off the chicken world. They needed to understand. They were at the farm. So that's one level. The other level is on column. Also represented different structures in the body. You got a spinal column. You had so many vertebrae. Well, in the middle of the coronary temple, out of the yard, where they don't even have them, it wasn't even time to have a top on it. You got columns standing up in the middle of the yard, which also represents not only something in the body, certain structures in the body, maybe a lung, maybe the spinal column, maybe the kidneys or whatever, in proportion. You see what I'm saying? They not only represent the force of the body, but they could have been represented something physiological. You know, we don't have vast representations of the temples left anymore. But R.H. Warren and Booth, who spent 15 years in the chapel of temple of Brooklyn, alone, proved
he is one of the exceptionally capable all combiners he needs.
A breakdown of the body on both sides. And that means a breakdown of the body from the black knee. So just go to mythology. Because if you need your Hebrew mythology before it's turned into a Hebrew vision, it is a Hebrew mythology that coincides with all of the Kamites, Kushites.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move Martin out of it for a moment. Martin's very rare, very great man. Martin's rare for two reasons. Part because just because he...
Temple of Solomon, Saul, which means son, Amen, which means hit the son, Amen, Solomon. But if it's the hidden son, what it is hidden into? It's hidden into the temple. The temple is what? The body. And oh ye, I am black, and call it the black body. House of the black God, Beth, house, Ham. Black, Bethlehem, house of the black God. You see, well, what is all this coming from? These are ancient mystical stories that can be traced back to Temple of Luxor. Temple, which is the Temple of Osiris, because Osiris is nothing but dog on Solomon. The Temple of Amun-Ra and Karnak. Amun-Ra, which is son, Sola. To Saul, which means son, Solomon. So Solomon is Osiris, the physical body, or the structure. Inside of Osiris rests the hidden god, Amun, which means hidden, and Ra, which means sun, a particle of light, is inside of Osiris, which Amun, Ra, and Osiris, you've got the Temple of Luxor and the Temple of Karnak. And then you got a little bit of talking about the Temple of Solomon. They just talk about the same doggone temples as in Kemet. Well, yeah, I'm black and comely. But Solomon represents the black person. King Solomon. The word king, we can even be found in I don't want to use the word Babylonia, but for the lack of a better word, let's talk about Northeast Kemet. In the mythology, the word Kingu, which means so. The word king actually means melanin. And one must have melanin to be girls. And that central nervous system, you have a purple looking substance, dark purple, depends on how the light hit it, from black to dark purple, which is melanin. And the purple is